So today we're going to be teaching on sowing and reaping. The law of sowing and reaping. Now, don't think don't have an impression yet until you hear it all. When we talk about this, people always think we're talking about money. Money is a seed. There are various seeds. Hallelujah. In Genesis chapter 8, verse 15, he said, "And God spake unto Noah, saying, Go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee." He says, "Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee, of all flesh, and both of fowl and of the cattle, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth." 18, "And Noah went forth, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him, every beast, every creeping thing, every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth after their kinds, went forth out of the ark. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast, and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savour, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done. And while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, all right? Cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. So as the earth remains, we know that the law of seed time and harvest. Seed time means the time that we sow or plant seed. And the harvest, everybody knows what that is. Praise God. So sowing and reaping, sowing connotes you planting something, and reaping connotes that what the seed that you plant has grown, it will produce some crop, and a time comes when you're going to harvest that crop. Praise the Lord. On the earth, we're constantly sowing seed. Hallelujah. We're constantly sowing seed. It is a law. The law of sowing and reaping is a law, just like gravity is a law. God made that law. We saw where he made it in the book of Genesis. Now, whether people like it or not, there is sowing and reaping. There is seed time and there is harvest time. Whatever you sow, you will reap. Whatever anybody sows in this world, they will reap it. Ephesians chapter 6. I'm going to read from verse 5. Servants or employees, be obedient to them that are your employers according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Not with eye service, as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. As servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. With good will, doing service as to the Lord, not to men. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. So whatever that we are doing, the works that we are doing will come back to us. God is rewarding every man according to his works. Amen? So whatever we sow, we will reap. Now, the Far Eastern religion called it karma. But it was in the word of God before they came up with that word. There is a reward for every action that we're taking. All right, praise the Lord Jesus. God is saying here, if you do good things, you will receive from him whatever according to the goodness that you have shown to others. The goodness you have shown in your employment. If you're an employee who sweeps dust under the carpet, and because it's not visible day one, God is saying you will reap that eventually. You're going to have crafty people working for you. And they're going to be sweeping some dust under the carpet somewhere for you. It might not be a physical dust, but it's going to be something. If you're an unfaithful employee, when you get promoted to the point where you start hiring people, you're going to have unfaithful people. That's the law that has been established in the Word of God. It's like gravity. It works. Hallelujah. If you are fond of lying to people, people will lie to you. If you're a deceiver, people will deceive you. Jacob was a swindler. His name, Jacob, means swindler, deceiver, sly, cunning. And he swindled Esau of his birthright. And when he got to Laban, Laban was a super swindler. And he was swindling him for so long he walked 16 hot years. Hallelujah. So whatever anybody is sowing right now is waiting up for the future. They're going to come. Hallelujah. Now, in the book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, it said, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, the same shall he also reap. Whatsoever any man soweth, the same shall he also reap. He that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. It says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. What are we reaping? Good works. The reward of the Lord. We're going to reap the reward of the Lord. When we sow obedience to God, God blesses us. Amen. You notice people, when they lift up the middle finger for someone, the person also does something back. When people curse people out in the world, they curse them back. And sometimes you see people cursing each other. You know, people are sowing and reaping on the spot. Hallelujah. Now, these are seeds of actions that we sow. Seeds of actions. Practically everything in our environment is a seed. Our actions are seeds. Our words are seeds. The money that we have are seeds. But above all these things, the Word of God is seed. The Word of God is what? A seed. Hallelujah. The Word of God is a seed. And when we plant the Word of God, we will reap the Word of God. We will reap what it talks about. The Word of God, the Bible tells us, is a seed. It's a seed. Luke chapter 8 and verse 4. Jesus began to talk about the parable of the sower. It says, and when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spake unto them a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside. When we go to verse 11, we're going to see something. He said, now the parable is this. When he was explaining the parable to the disciples, he said, the seed is the word of God. The seed that is sown is the word of God. The seed is the word of God. When we speak the word of God, we sow the word of God. When we act on the word of God, we sow the word of God. And when you sow the word of God, what the word of God, when you plant the word of God, another word for sowing is planting. When you plant the word of God, the harvest that will come out of it is God's word. Now, it may appear to you like you didn't plant anything, but you did. When you act on God's word, you are planting something. God gives an instruction and you act on it. You release God's power to work on your behalf. So, now, when we plant the word of God or act on the word of God, we're sowing a seed. A seed of obedience, sometimes a seed that is planted in order to have a particular result. As believers, we are taught by the Lord to do things the way He wants us to do them for our own benefit. It will do things in the kingdom, it will help other people, but it will help us also in the long run. Praise the Lord Jesus. When you plant your money is also a seed. I'm going to come back, but the word is where I'm going to. Money is also a seed. When you sow money, you will reap money. The Bible tells us, give. Luke 6:38 says, give, and it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down, shaken together. Will men give into, and running over, will men give into your bosom? For as the measure that you meet, it shall be measured to you again. Wherewithal or withal, it shall be measured to you again. Meaning that the sacrifice at the back of the seed that you're sowing, which goes, is money and beyond money. When you take care of people, you go out of your way to take care of people, it will come back to you. The good things you do toward people, even if the people themselves do not appreciate it, God does appreciate it, and He will reward you accordingly. Praise the Lord Jesus. God is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him, those who diligently seek to do the will of God. Bible says that they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. And there are times that people may wish you evil, but it just does not come to pass because of the person of who God is and the law of sowing and reaping. Amen. And those who think, who keep doing evil and they think they're going to get away with it, one day that evil, the harvest of it will come back. And when it comes back, there'll be no remedy. Hallelujah. The only thing that stops an evil work from coming to pass is repentance before God. When you repent before God, the blood of Jesus goes to the root of that thing and removes it. It takes away the trigger. It takes away the firing pin of that punishment. God takes it out and it will look like you didn't do anything wrong. But that does not mean you didn't do something wrong. Hallelujah. I'll say that again. You know, there are people, they can commit a sin right now, and God sends a man to go and give them money. See? So go to this person, sow $1,000 into their lives, and they get $1,000. If the person does not have the wisdom of God, the person assumes that it was a, you know, I can't even say that. That's blasphemous. Now, listen, sacrilegious, you know. You ought to know that God is trying to say, it's not the end of the road for you. I love you, but you need to stop this. So, when you are in a marriage or you are in a relationship or you're in your job or whatever that you're doing, you need to sow the kind of seed you want to reap. You need to sow the kind of seed that you want to reap. In our observing things or doing things in this world, we must act in such a way as in being people of God, in the wisdom of God, because doing God's will is walking in wisdom. When you are not doing God's will, which is God's word, you're not walking in wisdom. Proper wisdom is doing the will of God. The Bible says that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, which means if you don't fear God, you haven't even started with wisdom. Foolishness has a harvest. Wisdom and right living has a harvest too. So if we tell someone, look, don't run red lights, it's not a good idea. It can get into trouble. And the person keeps running red lights, I never know, sooner or later that person is going to run into problems. And he feels, when you ask him, you can get into trouble. See, if anybody stops me, I'm going to run. How many of us know the more he's running, the worse things are getting? Praise the Lord. Yeah. So also, when you're telling the person, okay, keep within the law. Don't run red lights. Don't keep going over the speed limit. All right? Now, if you agree and stay within the law, the rule, that is wisdom, because you're not going to get into trouble. Amen? So we need to understand these things, that there's a reward for wickedness. There's a reward for righteousness, which is goodness, which is the wisdom of God. There's a reward. Everything we're doing in this world, there's a reward. For those who will obey God, there's a reward. For those who will disobey God, there's a reward. Those things are seeds. When you refuse to do the will of God, you play into the hands of the adversary, and there is a reward. When you do the will of God, there is a reward. When I tithe, there's a reward. If you are a Christian and you tithe, now forget about those who don't tithe, that's their thing. You tithe, there's a reward. I've seen it over time, over these more than 30 some years and all of that. I've seen tithe. I've seen it work. I've seen going from one level to the other, to the other, to the other. I've seen God fill spaces. Hallelujah. I've seen him do things, move situations for my sake. It works. The word of God works, actually works. I can come back with it. I'm coming back giving a testimony of having planted the word, or walked the word, or sown according to the word of God, and come back with a result. Now, let's come back to the seed of the word. When you obey God, like the Lord says in his word, do not forsake the gathering of yourselves together as the manner of some is. You align yourself with the will of God. You come here and you hear the word of God. You're piling up something inside your system. You may not know it, but it's affecting the way you reason. Evil communication corrupts good manners. That communication includes your friendships and associations and people who fellowship with you. The things they say and do affect your life. The Bible says that he that walketh with the wise will become wise. The companion of fools will be destroyed. Because that is what he says in his word. Now, come into the word. When I hear the word of God, it's being sown into my system. Hallelujah. Or I'm reading the word of God and I'm receiving the word of God. God expects me to sow that word. Greatness and all the things that we have that God promises us come to us in seed form. Hallelujah. In the book of Luke, in the parable of the sower, Jesus said, now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. So when I receive the word of God, I receive it as seed. When I receive the promise of God, I receive it as seed. I still have to plant the seed. It shouldn't just be, I admire it in the word of God, and some people say, wow, I wish it was so for me. No. The farmer does not sit down and look at his seed in the and say, wow, such seedlings, they look so pretty. I wish they could make some, you know, good harvest for me. I see other people, they have great harvest. I wish I could have a great harvest. It doesn't come by just wishing. It comes by you planting the seed that God gave to you concerning his promise. His promises are seeds. We have to sow them into this world for them to produce for us.